Welcome to the fifth thing. This is the Q&A episode of the Four Things podcast. And this is kind of exciting because this is the first Q&A, first episode, anything really, that I've done from my house. We put in a little studio. And so I've got my husband here. And we're not finished with the whole project. So I don't even have chairs yet. So I'm sitting on some random chair. Honestly, I don't even know where this chair came from. Do you?
I stole that from the kids.
Oh, this
it's
is
upstairs
from,
there.
Oh,
yeah.
I kept looking at it like, why do I know this chair and where did it come from? So right now we're upstairs in our
garage I'm on a paint bucket.
Apartment and my husband's sitting on a paint bucket. And it may sound a little bit different, hopefully not too crazy, but we may be ironing out some kinks in the next few weeks. But being able to record the podcast from home instead of from the iHeart Studios is going to be a game changer. Like life-changing, because I can also do spots and commercials from home. And with kids, like it's just sometimes I'm going back and forth because I'm doing the Bobby Bones show and then I'll take a break and then go back to the studio. And I'm pretty much up there every weekend now. So this will eliminate a lot of that back and forth. And we can just literally finish dinner and then be like, hey, babe, you want to go pop upstairs and do a Q&A episode? And you'll be like, sure.
I'd love to. Can't wait.
Can't wait to go
Let's
sit on
go
the bucket.
Sit on the paint bucket.
Which hopefully I'll get a legit guest chair. But I needed you to test out that mic for me. And you're doing
like
a good
lot
job.
Of things in our marriage, testing things out for you.
Testing things out. I asked Ben before we started if he wanted to read the questions and then I would give the answer. And he was like, I better not. So I guess you're just going to be sitting here for moral support during my first recording, because I was kind of nervous to come like
well, I mean,
knock this out.
I can answer questions. I just don't need to. If I read them now, then I will think about them and so I will come up with like.
So like, what are first question has to do with liquid stevia? What are your thoughts?
Waste of time.
Wait, what? Do you even know what liquid stevia is?
Yeah, it's the eye drop looking thing that you keep in the spice drawer. It looks like eye drops.
Or in my purse. Do not confuse it for eye drops. But no. So you want to get into the questions, and then if you have something to say, you'll say it?
Yeah, sure.
Or if anything,
whatever you want me to do. I'm on the paint bucket.
You're on the paint bucket. You're here for support, and you've tested out the mic, and it's good. Who's going to be our first legit guest in here?
What do you mean I'm not legit?
No. You're legit, but you're like going to be a regular, especially now that we have this at the house. Like I feel like you're going to pop in and out more than you used to. At the studio.
I didn't know that was part of the deal. You didn't say I had to be on more.
Well, I mean, it's just helpful. Same with the kids. Like, it's going to be easy to get Stevenson and Stashira up here if I ever need them for anything. But I think Trisha Yearwood might be the first, like, real in-person guest.
We
got to
get a
sit
real
there.
Chair.
So either, we need to get a chair or she's going to be sitting on that paint bucket. I'm going to be like, hi.
No, you sit on the paint bucket. You give her your chair.
Okay, or go steal another one from the kids.
From the kids. So our kids are sitting on the floor not learning anything while you are
Which we're excited. Our family, we're about to head to Colorado, which is going to be amazing for the 4th of July. So that's going to be so fun. And I think I had said that I wasn't sure if I was doing a 4th of July Four Things episode on Thursday. And I am. Whoop. So that will be up on Thursday. If you're taking a road trip or anything, you'll have that to listen to. And I did connect with the Well Necessities, Lisa, who I talked about the week before the Corey Robertson podcast. She's just a girl I found on Instagram, and I love like what she's about. And I have booked her, and I'm going to have her on. So that'll be super cool. Should be one of my interviews. If you're not following her on Instagram, go check her out now at The Well Necessities. So some things that we reference or stuff that we're talking about, you'll be able to follow along. Because I think no matter like where you are in your life with health and wellness and food, like she's a great follow. She's a registered dietitian and just very vulnerable and puts it all out there. And I love it. So you want to get in the first question?
Yeah, love to.
Oh, I just looked over nervously at the computer to make sure that I was recording. I am. This is not my first rodeo, but it feels like it. I'm a little nervous. Okay, first question is from Jamie. Hey, Amy, you mentioned liquid stevia. Is liquid stevia better than the stevia in a packet, which would be powdered stevia, that you can buy? Thanks. So, Jamie, I personally like the liquid alcohol-free stevia better than powdered, and that's just because I haven't had a powdered one that I really like, so I can't speak for the powder. But when it comes to liquid, I find that if it contains alcohol, which you can see on the back, if it has alcohol in it, that there's this weird aftertaste that I'm not a fan of. So I just make sure that it's pure stevia. And as for the powdered, the brand that I actually like in liquid, hey, babe, is your phone going off?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, rookie move.
Sorry.
Rookie move. Excuse me, guys. But back to answering Jamie's question. As for the powdered, okay, so the brand that I like in liquid is New Neutrals. And I was at Whole Foods yesterday and I thought, okay, I knew I was going to be addressing this question. So I was like, oh, wow, New Neutrals makes a powdered one. I should grab that and test it out so that I can talk about it when I answer this question. Well, I pick it up and on the back, one of the ingredients along with stevia was maltodextrin, which I don't know for sure if I'm saying that right, but it's maltodextrin. In case you ever want to find that on the back of things. Like a lot of companies that I totally respect and love a lot of their products, sometimes I will pick them up and on the back will be maltodextrin, which I try to steer clear of that just because of things that I've heard about it, that it's, I'm pretty sure it's there as a preservative. I may even do a whole thing about maltodextrin because I kind of want to learn more about it. And I'm sure as I'm telling y'all that I steer clear of it, you're probably like, but why? So maybe I'll make that a thing. Maybe on Thursday, actually, I'll just add that in for this week and talk about that. So that way you can see why it's something that you should stay away from. So I didn't buy the New Neutrals powder because it had that in it. And that's a bummer. So additives that you have to look out for in stevia are rabiana, dextrose, and then the maltodextrin that I was talking about. Those ingredients, no bueno. When you see them, it means it's not pure stevia. And if you can't find the New Naturals liquid-free stevia, not liquid, the alcohol-free, it's obviously liquid, it's not liquid-free. Let me just start that sentence over. If you can't find the New Naturals alcohol-free liquid stevia at your grocery store, I've got it up on my Amazon page, and you can find that at radioamy.com. It's got all my favorite Amazon things, and I was checking out what y'all have been buying from there recently, and the Tinkle razor has been selling a lot, and that's something my husband can chime in on here.
I don't know what a Tinkle razor, like, you got a Tinkle?
No. It's what I use to shave my face.
Oh, I'm out of this conversation. I don't want...
How do you feel about me shaving my face?
I don't talk about it.
Well, we're talking about it now.
I don't like talking about it.
Doesn't it feel so smooth? You just don't like to walk in and see me taking any sort of razor to my face.
That's correct.
Right.
And there's been times you borrowed like razors.
No. I don't use...
Oh, you borrowed soap or something. I remember and I'm like, holy smokes, we're sharing face shaving.
Okay, maybe
what was
a bar... Well, I don't know because I don't put a normal razor to my face. I use the Tinkle razors and they're awesome. And you can order them on Amazon and they're on my page. And you just like throw them in your bag. You use them once or twice, throw them out, and they come in fun colors. And that's a fun name.
Well, we obviously haven't talked about it because we don't, but just you mentioned it like 3 years ago that you were doing this and that was it. Like we haven't talked about it since.
I know. But you have had to see me a few times and you've
been an accident.
Walk out of the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you're getting more used to it. So ladies, if you have a man in your life that's not okay with you shaving, just know that Ben is not okay with it either, but you just got to do what you got to do because it's going to keep your skin exfoliated, going to keep you feeling fresh and hopefully younger because you're like taking away layers of skin every time you do it. So next question is from Channing. Hey, Amy, longtime listener of 12 years. I am a full-time working mom of two wonderful boys. I would like to start incorporating the green matcha latte into my morning routine, but I'm worried that I won't find the time to make it each morning. Is it okay to make ahead 5 portions for the week every Sunday night in mason jars and then store them in the fridge? I'm not super familiar with collagen peptides, matcha powder, and brain octane. I don't know if it's important to consume shortly after mixing. Thanks so much. Love your show. So Channing, I definitely make mine before, like the night before. I don't make it 5 nights before. So I don't see why that would be bad because the milk is still going to be good. You know, the milk I buy says you should consume it 7 to 10 days after opening. And if you're putting it into a mason jar, I don't see this as an issue. Now, I know that like Bulletproof sells drinks at Whole Foods, but those are with brain octane in them and with, you know, collagen peptides in them, but they're you know, made at a factory, and then they're sealed airtight. So they're probably good for like months and months and months. So I would imagine in a mason jar that 5 days in your refrigerator would be fine. So I'm going to go ahead and say that, but I have not personally tested out 5 days. I have done, you know, 2 days in advance. So maybe if you just want to ease into it, you could start making them like, you know, two or three nights ahead of time and keeping them in there for that long. And they've tasted fine to me after 2 to 3 days. So, but hey, if you end up testing out the 5 days, let me know how it tastes. I'm sure it will be fine. And I think that you're going to love it. Do you, Ben, I've made you my matcha latte.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah. My sister just, and her husband just bought a coffee shop in Pagosa Springs, Colorado called, well, they renamed it, but it was like, what was it? Riverfront Coffee Shop?
It was Riverfront, yeah.
Yeah. We go there all the time. In fact, that's where we're going to be this week. But it's coffee shop on the Riverwalk, and they renamed it Root House. And she started making a matcha latte via, like, my recipe, my concoction.
Perfect.
The one that Mary and I love. So it's kind of fun. She posted one the other day, and she tagged me, and I was like, what up? So I love that y'all are enjoying the matcha latte. If you're ever in Pagosa Springs, you can swing by, and maybe my sister can make you one. But I, you know, if you need any of those ingredients and you're curious about it, you can check it out. I have the recipes up on my Instagram page at Radio Amy. I've got in the highlights, you can see how to make it.
That's not hard. I've made those for you.
Yeah. Ben actually helps me out sometimes the morning of, sometimes. If I'm like in a hurry, or the night before, super helpful. And then over on Shop Espoir, I run that Instagram, and I've got it in that highlight reel. And then Mary, who runs the Shop Forwards Instagram, she's got it up on there. So there's lots of places where you can find us making it and putting it together in case you're worried about that as well. Next question is from Lainey. This is a really personal question, and you totally don't have to answer, but I wanted to know if you have any advice for forgiving a parent when they've hurt you. I know that you've talked about how your dad left you and your mom and your sister. How did you forgive him and let go of that hurt? I recently found out some stuff about one of my parents, and I'm having a really hard time being able to move past what happened. Any tips or advice would be greatly appreciated. I will answer it for you, Lainey. And I feel like every situation is unique and different. So it's hard to say that, you know, my advice will help you specifically, but it can offer you some encouragement that it's possible. And that I think I had a mom that gave us a wonderful example of what forgiveness looked like. She never spoke ill of my dad at all whatsoever. And she showed truly what forgiveness looked like, because she forgave him. And I got to see that lived out. Like, and so it was a good example. And I think obviously growing up with her, not our entire life, but after my dad left, we started going to church. And then she was offering a Christ-like example of what that was look like. And I think she was only able to truly forgive because of her relationship with Christ. But that allowed us to see what true forgiveness looked like through her and through other people at our church, and just the encouragement there that, you know, it's something that is important for you to do. And there's that famous quote, and I looked up who said it, because honestly, I never knew who said it, but it's Marianne Williamson. And it's that unforgiveness is like drinking poison yourself and waiting for the other person to die. So like,
That's deep.
Yeah. Have you ever heard that?
No.
Yeah. Christy, my sister, she's the one that first told me that. And, you know, I think that there were times where we struggled with, have we really forgiven our dad? But I think it's just, you may still be dealing with some of the stuff that comes along with the junk of whatever it is that happened to you, but it doesn't mean you haven't forgiven.
Well, then also, I mean, you know, just to kind of add in, if you don't mind, that, you know, parents are adults, or people too, like, you know, we, I think, are learning more and more as being parents now that, like, we're, like, our parents weren't perfect.
No,
like,
and for like, whatever
reason,
like,
we
were
figuring
little.
It out now. We're like, holy smokes, like, our parents were going through this same stuff, so they're human, right?
Right. Yeah, oh my gosh, there was things I learned about my mom, which I know that nobody really knew, and I learned about it later. I mean, she was still alive, but I'm shocked I did learn about it so late in life. And it was something that I I was like, what? You're my mom? You? Like, you are so, like, amazing. I mean, I guess I could just share it. I don't think she would really care. But my mom was not pretty. She's very pro-life. And we were talking about something one day, and she shared that she – and I was probably – I'm trying to think of how old I was. I was probably 27.
Mm-hmm. No, we were married. I remember you telling me you were devastated.
Yeah. And
just for the whole idea.
The whole idea of, like, I learned, like, oh gosh, you know, like my parents aren't perfect, but my mom, that was something that she was struggling with. So at 27 or 28 years old, I can't remember exactly how old I was, I learned that my mom had had an abortion. And that she didn't know for sure that it was a boy, but she felt in her heart, she's always felt it was a boy. And then so I started dealing with the fact that my sister and I would have had a brother, but we don't, because that was a choice that she made. And I didn't have to forgive her for that, because she didn't do anything to me. But she had to go through forgiveness with herself for that. But that was a time, too, where I just realized, okay, wow, like our parents, who sometimes we put on a pedestal or we think they've got it all figured out and they're this and that. And maybe you don't have that kind of relationship with your parents. But I would say I did. And even with my dad leaving, I still felt like my parents were pretty awesome people. But I realized they're just human too. And that there's forgiveness in all kinds of things that has to happen, whether it's with themselves or with others. And I think too, that's where grace comes in, is because you don't know everything that your parents have been through. Because I would have thought by 28, I probably knew most of things that my mom had been through in her life, but I don't. And there's so much that she probably still didn't share with me that I have no idea. And so I think that's where grace enters in the picture, is because your parents are going to mess up, but you have to know, like, you don't know all of their circumstances or what got them there or what caused them to act that way or what caused them to do that or create that hurt or that pain, because they've had that happen to them too. So grace is big, wouldn't you say?
Well, I just say that, I mean, with anybody, just think about where you are in your life. You can make a mistake. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I don't know what her mistake is or her parents' mistake is, but at the same time, everybody can make a mistake in life. And so we just have to realize that we're all going through this together. And, you know, just because you find out something that you didn't like about somebody you looked up to doesn't mean that you can't still respect them and look up to them.
Yeah. I mean, and it's your family. So you have to think of what kind of relationship do you want with
them? Yeah, where do you want to be?
And I would say that family is the most important thing that you have. So hopefully, Lainey, you can find a way to forgive whatever happened. And another tip for forgiveness, I would say, would be to maybe, like, write a letter. You don't even have to give it to the person, but you could just write it and don't send it, but it could be very therapeutic for you. My sister actually has written a story. It wasn't a letter, but she wrote a story about my dad. And maybe it was even a letter that she wrote to somebody else, but it referenced my dad and it told a story. And I read it, and it had to do with, you know, him, the choices he made when we were kids. And it was therapeutic for me to read it. And I don't think that my sister has any intentions of my dad ever seeing that letter, but it was healthy for her to write it out. And it was actually, for me as her sister, healthy for me to be able to read it. So writing can be therapeutic. So Lainey, good luck with that. Next question is from Bailey. Hey, Amy, love your podcast. I look forward to it every week. You mentioned in a previous podcast that you take a probiotic every day. Would you share with it again what it is? Thanks. So Bailey, yes, Kimberly Snyder's SBO probiotics, that's what I take. It's also on my Amazon page, radioamy.com. And I have taken different ones from the grocery store at times, but hers is just my favorite. And I know she's big on probiotics, and this is something that she had a hand in creating, and she's very, very particular. So I just trust her big time. Next question is from Michelle. Hey, Amy. Can you talk about any hand and nail care products you use? Nail polish colors, your favorites, hand treatments, anti-aging products. I feel like our hands can give away our age, so we need to pay attention and take care of them. Thanks. So, Michelle, you're so right. I feel like I look at my hands and I'm like, ugh, they're getting old. I mean, honey, look at my hands.
No, they're not getting old.
Can we also talk about something else I just felt? Like when you were talking a second ago, I was like feeling my neck, and I feel like the side of my neck right here, I feel like there's a weird hair coming out.
You have side hairs?
I don't know. Isn't that weird?
You can't take care of it with your
It's almost like it's in between my neck and my shoulder, but it shouldn't be there. So maybe I need to get my tinkle razor and take it to it.
Get the tinkle out.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. So, yes, that also happens when you get older. If you're a young girl listening to this, like sometimes there's hair situations where you're like, what is happening? But it's just hormones. It's aging. It's just the way that it is. But hands, I will say that my face girl, Carrie, the Nashville beauty girl on Instagram, she tells me anything I put on my face to put on my hands. So I've been starting to do that, and I feel like it helps. And Ben, your mom is so good.
She's really good.
Her hands look so young, but she does all the tricks. Like, I need to ask her probably what they are and then come back and share her tricks because they're good, but she's committed. Like, she probably hasn't skipped a day.
Never.
For years, where she's been moisturizing or researching some natural way to, you know, keep her hands or her age spots away or keep her hands looking young. And one thing I do have on my hand is an age spot, like literally.
No, you don't.
Yes. No. It's been going away because I've been doing that.
I've never seen a spot.
Okay, yes, it's subtle, but when I'm in the sun, like in the summertime, it'll pop up. But I kind of love it because my mom had one in the exact same spot. So I almost look at my hands and I start to see her hands.
Or is it a freckle?
No, it's an age spot. You know, they're different looking. But, so that's a tip. Is like if you're putting, like I have these pads that I, like these, I don't really know what they're called. Shoot. They're like a...
It's like the grease pad do you like wipe your face with?
Yes, like it's a... what is it called? But it's
gross.
Anything that I put on my face, I put on my hands. And I put those on there. I wash them. I put the pads on there. I put my moisturizer on there. I'll put sunscreen on there. And I think I'm starting to see a difference. And then when it comes to nail color, my favorite nail color is Funny Bunny, OPI, hands down. It just is. And then I think I shared with y'all last week, currently I have a mixture of Funny Bunny and Bubble Bath. Like I did dip nails for the first time, and I did a layer of Funny Bunny and a layer of Bubble Bath on top. And it's, don't you like them? What's your favorite nail color?
Bubble Bath. By far my favorite.
Because that's the one that you picked out for me at the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were busy. You got behind on some stuff, and for some reason you were stressing out because you couldn't get your nails done in time, and so I just picked you some up.
Yeah, so thoughtful. You just went to the drugstore, and you ended up with Bubble Bath, which does happen to be my second favorite after Funny Bunny. So I hope that this little Q&A segment was helpful for some of you. You can always send questions to fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com, and we look forward to chatting with you on Thursday. We'll be back with a Four Things episode, four totally different things. And if you were at our Espoir event in Wichita, just want to say shout out. Y'all are amazing. We had over 300 people, and it was the coolest brunch and burn. We've done it in Austin, Nashville, and Wichita, all three different, all three amazing. And we want to hit up different cities. Like, we're taking this thing on the road. And Mary, I know, is going to put up a poll soon where I think I'll have her on Thursday to talk about that as well. But we want to try to get an idea of what cities we should go to next. So she's doing like a survey. That'll be
cool.
Yeah. So that way we can like get a true idea of where we should go. And we'll bring Erin Opria with us, and we'll do a burn, a workout, and then we'll all have a brunch and take pictures and hang out and do like a little encouraging Q&A talk. And
I'm going to go next time. This time it was not fun. The kids and I, we were definitely jealous.
Oh, you mean you wanted to be there? Well, because y'all were at the Austin one, you were at the Nashville one, and then, y'all stayed behind on Wichita.
We just thought, we're like, hey, we'll just stay home with the kids, and you guys go do it. But
you had FOMO?
Well, I didn't say that. But
do you know what FOMO means?
Fear of missing out.
Yes.
Yes.
I know. I missed y'all, too. So
it would have been fun.
Yeah.
So, but either way, look, the pictures look cool.
Yeah, so cool. If you want to see pictures, we've posted some, but once we get some from the photographer, we'll put up more. But they're all up on our Instagrams. You can see them. And look forward to seeing y'all post pictures in any of your Pimp and Joy 4th of July gear this week if you've got any of the Red, White, and Blue Pimp and Joy stuff or the Four Things, Stars, Stripes, Freedom, America. So make sure you're using the hashtags Pimp and Joy or Four Things so that way we can see them and maybe even repost you on Instagram. So thank you for joining us, and we will see you Thursday.